Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Dave Rama and Scott Tomlinson from the Russell Association for the Performing Arts, and they're going to tell us about their upcoming show, Ken Ludwig's Lend Me a Tenor. Hi, Dave. Hi, Scott. How are you? Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks.
Hello. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So tell us about the show. I'm not familiar with that particular play.
Well, this is in Rapa style. We've been doing comedies for the last little while. Everybody needs it. Everybody needs to laugh. And this particular play falls right into that genre. It's a ridiculous comedy about a tenor, a singer, an opera singer who comes to Cleveland. And basically, he's unable to do his performance for whatever reason. I won't spoil it. Mm-hmm. And then absolute madness ensues as they try to figure out how they're going to pull this off, minus the tenor. So it's got great characters. It's got tons of laughs. And it's really just another gut buster. We're really struggling to bring serious theater into Rapa of late.
And so what part are you playing, Dave?
Well, I'm the director.
You're the director.
And I'm also playing one of the roles, mm-hmm. A little bit unexpected, but
they needed a tenor?
Well, hardly. You don't hear my deep, early voice, do you?
More of a basso profundo.
So, yeah, I've directed the play, and I play a manager who's really uptight and pretty funny.
Okay, and Scott, how about you?
I'm the tenor in question.
Okay.
So I play Tito Morelli, world famous tenor, really.
Mm-hmm. Just
probably the best in his class for the 30s. And so, yeah, as Dave said, we show up and it's a classic sort of comedy of...
Comedy of errors.
Comedy of errors, mistaken identity and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And a lot of entendre, double and otherwise.
So, double and more.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's always, those are always fun, to watch. So if people want to attend, what do they have to do?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. Most of, in fact, all of the information is on our website at www.rapa.ca. All ticket options can be purchased there. And we also have paper tickets available at the Russell Foodland for folks who prefer that method.
Scott, maybe you can tell us a bit about the venue.
Oh, well, it's the classic Rapa venue at Russell High School. Great stage, great setup there. We've got a really good partnership with the high school. Been doing that ever since that place was built, it seemed.
That was a while, because I remember my daughter graduated from there in 2010. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a beautiful venue.
It sure is.
With the auditorium style setup and the nice stage and the professional lighting and the good sound and everything.
Yeah, definitely. And we're very happy to have that relationship with the school, and it's worked out great. Luckily, I shouldn't say it, but there's rarely a snow day in May that might affect
our
performances.
Don't jinx it.
touch wood, we'll be going forward. So this is our second time doing a two-weekend performance, so starting on the 27th, which is a Saturday, and then doing a Sunday matinee, and then going to the next Saturday. So it's really nice. In the past, we've only done usually about four shows, so mm-hmm. this is nice, both for the actors. It's a lot of work to do this, to get all of our lines and bring everything together. So it gives us an opportunity to get it out to more people, but also helps generate some of that buzz. If the first mm-hmm. weekend people go, hey, this is really good. And that's what happened with the show we did in the fall, I Love You, You're Perfect Now, Change. It went over two weekends, and you just saw that momentum build with the audiences. So we're hoping to catch that lightning in a bottle again.
Yeah, well, that's a point, because I know one of the shows, it was a long time ago and it had music in it. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. But I saw it on... Somebody else saw it on Thursday, but I only had until, Sunday to go see it myself. And Sunday I wasn't available, and Saturday night I wasn't available. So it's great to have it over two weekends. That's a good idea. Who else is in the show, Scott?
Well, my lovely wife, Jennifer, isn't it? She plays my wife in the play as well. So we're a couple of Italians, and we spend a lot of the play yelling at each other in Italian accents.
So it's just like real life?
It's actually not. Not at all. It's weird. It's cathartic, though. We get to yell at each other in Italian accents. So that's fun, because we don't do it at home.
Right.
And then we have a cast of what I call the Rapa All-Stars. We've got Dave, as you mentioned. There's Jennifer Roberry. She's been in a lot of plays as well. She plays one of the one of the opera singers. We've got a relative newcomer to the Rapa stage, Sam Van Dusen from, he's also the Van Dusens
right.
of Russell.
He was in something when he was in high school, I think. Yeah.
He's in Greece, yeah. He's got, if that's wrong, he's going to totally roast me tonight.
No, I believe he was.
Yeah, okay. And then Mel.
Melissa Fournier.
Melissa, yeah.
I'll just step in. Well, yep. So who is with us for I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change and has come back. Paul Richmond, who you'd recognize around town as well. Jessa Miklos, who is another Russell local. Have we covered everyone?
Are there musicians?
No. I think that's everyone on the cast.
On the cast, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have a crew, which we probably don't have time to name everyone. So
it's a make for very exciting radio. But Mike Morrow is producing. I think it's worth mention that. For sure.
Okay, so we have about a minute left of time. Mm. What do you want to add?
Well, I'd just like to indicate that with our return to the stage after the pandemic with I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change, we saw a huge swell of interest and we were shocked by the support that the community provided. So as RAPA, we're super thrilled that the theater is still alive and well in the community. And I would also encourage anybody who's interested in helping out with any show or has any interest in acting or helping backstage, we're always looking to bring new people in. And all they have to do is send an email to info@rapa.ca and we'll get you set up.
Okay, that's great. We have a few more seconds here. So if you can tell us a little bit about how RAPA started in 20 seconds.
Yes. Well, about 30 plus years ago, there was a small group of community theater folks who put together RAPA. The original productions were done above the Russell Arena and a very small venue. And that initial group of folks really spearheaded the growth and development and the creation of a theater community, and also the partnership with Russell and the equipment and the lights. And, you know, it's just been such a blast to be able to work off of the hard work that they put in the early days.
Oh, we're really fortunate to have a group like this. It's nice to go see a show close to home and not have to drive far and pay for parking and do all that stuff, right?
Always free parking at the high school.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, thanks very much, you guys. I appreciate you taking the time to come in. I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First. I've been speaking with Dave Ram and Scott Tomlinson of RAPA about their upcoming show, Ken Ludwig's Lend Me a Tenor, which is running the weekend of May 27th and the weekend of June 3rd. For CJRO, we're last on the dial, first for local news.